Collaboration with EVS. There is increasing evidence that the environment of a healthcare facility serves as a source of HAIs. Infection Prevention and Control and Environmental Services, EVS, should partner with each other and with other healthcare personnel to develop and implement an EVS program that prevents the environment from becoming a reservoir of microorganisms. IPs and EVS. Infection preventionists work with EVS directors, managers, and supervisors to determine a healthcare facility's policies and procedures for cleaning. Because these policies and procedures affect the entire facility, a multidisciplinary group consisting of nursing, administration, facilities, pharmacy, clinical engineering, materials management, pharmacy, food services, and information systems should also be consulted. Policies and procedures should be specific to the facility and meet any governing regulatory requirements. They should address departmental concerns, cleaning procedures, cleaning agents and equipment, cleaning schedules, education and training for personnel, and cleaning evaluation. Education programs. Education programs play a key role in infection prevention and control. Required orientation sessions should include such topics as cleaning techniques, cleaning agents, isolation precautions, N95 particulate respirators, personal attire and hygiene, and behavior. Frequent re-education programs on the same topics, especially thoroughness of cleaning for high-touch surfaces, may be beneficial. Subsequent training programs may address and review bloodborne pathogens, pest control, including cockroaches, rodents, and bedbugs, gastrointestinal outbreaks, EVS problems identified by regulatory agencies, new products and equipment, isolation precautions, special topics, aspergillosis in immunosuppressed patients and latex allergies, weaknesses identified by continuous quality improvement and competency testing programs. If an individual is unable to demonstrate competency after an education session, further education and training should be provided. Key point. Environmental safety education for all staff, including EVS personnel, can help prevent HAIs that lead to undesirable patient outcomes and increased healthcare costs. Educational programs should be appropriate to the personnel being trained. The fact that EVS personnel often have the lowest education level among HCP should be considered when designing programs and training. EVS staff should understand the reasons for thorough cleaning and how the environment can be a source of cross-contamination of infection. Multiple educational methods, such as visual aids, return demonstrations, repetition, and hands-on training, can increase learning. The use of interpreters and small group interactions also enhance participant learning. PPE use in EVS. In accordance with CDC and other agency guidelines, EVS managers and supervisors, in conjunction with IPs and other HCP, determine when personal protective equipment, PPE, is necessary, write use policies and procedures, and select and purchase appropriate products. They should educate EVS personnel about PPE, make sure PPE is available, and monitor use. The PPE training program must include the following. When PPE is worn. What PPE to wear. How to don, remove, adjust, and wear each type of PPE. Limitations of each type of PPE care, maintenance, useful life, and storage or disposal of PPE. Written indication that the employee has received and understood the training, including record of successful return demonstration. Gloves, gowns, and protective face wear, masks and eyewear, are the PPE most commonly worn by EVS staff. Gloves, latex, latex-free, vinyl, nitrile, rubber, should be non-absorbent and impervious. Disposable gloves can be used in most situations, but heavy-duty gloves should be used if removing municipal and infectious waste. Reusable heavy-duty gloves must be decontaminated after use and stored appropriately. A fluid-resistant or fluid-proof gown, a mask, gloves, and protective eyewear are required when there is a possibility of splashing or splattering. Disposable PPE must be discarded into the appropriate waste containers after use. Soiled reusable gowns and gloves and other reusable PPE should be put in a designated place until they can be cleaned and disinfected. Reusable items must be disinfected at the end of each shift or sooner. Reusable PPE should not be stored in personnel lockers or removed from the facility. When cleaning and disinfecting the room of a patient on isolation precautions, personnel are required to wear protective apparel per the specified transmission-based precautions type, even if the patient is out of the room or has been discharged. For example, when cleaning the room of a patient with suspected or confirmed tuberculosis, EVS personnel must wear an N95 respirator. EVS personnel must not remove the PPE until they leave that room. Additionally, the doors to the anteroom, if present, and to the patient room must be kept closed during cleaning. Disaster recovery. Infection preventionists work with EVS and emergency management to plan for and react to a disaster. Whether or not the disaster is the result of nature, emerging infections, or human-made events, the IP will play a role in the evaluation of the facility and subsequent remediation efforts. Specific considerations and cautions for each department of the facility, example, HVAC, water, waste, are required during the response and recovery phases to ensure the control of contaminants and prevent the spread of infection. Specific disaster recovery actions are included in our discussions of facility department management. Regulatory requirements and guidelines. Requirements for maintaining the environment in healthcare facilities may vary based on regulations adopted by governing bodies. While not every regulation will be based on the most current release of guidelines, employers should ensure that the worksite is maintained in a clean and sanitary condition. The employer determines and implements appropriate written schedules for cleaning and methods of decontamination based upon the location within the facility and services provided, patient care, food preparation, offices, mechanical rooms, types of surfaces to be cleaned, metal, impervious cloth, and degree and type of soilage, that is blood and body fluids or dirt and dust. Healthcare facilities should follow regulations addressing chemical, physical, and biological safety as well as ergonomics,